Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is the owner of Tim Bearcat's Axe Throwing in Maryville, Sean Thornton. Sean, today's the day your business opens, and I'm curious, what was it that led you to opening an axe throwing business in Maryville?
I wish I had a better story for it, but we went out with my family over one of the holiday breaks. And we went to a venue up in Omaha, and it kind of took off my mind. My wheels kind of started spinning on everything, and just it was something that I wanted to do. And being close to the Maryville area, this is where we go for everything for enjoyment and entertainment. So, it just kind of made sense to try to bring that to Maryville and provide some entertainment in the Maryville community.
All right, so when I looked around at different axe throwing businesses in the area, it looks like your closest competitor is in St. Joseph, but outside of the St. Joseph area, you have to go to Omaha, Kansas City, or Des Moines if you want to go to an axe throwing business. So you've got quite a large area to yourself in terms of people coming to your business. So I guess what I'm kind of curious about is, what was it that led you to open in Maryville as opposed to Bethany in Missouri or on Iowa side and somewhere like Shenandoah or Clarinda?
My wife's actually a graduate from Northwest, and I grew up in Bedford, Iowa. So everything we did for entertainment, we always went to Maryville for everything, and still do. So Maryville's kind of, if I could say, near and dear to the heart, but it's a place that I've always seen for entertainment and somewhere to go. This is my third business. So it's kind of one of those things where I like to keep stuff local, especially for our communities and stuff like that. I wanted places for the people of our communities to go and not have to commute or have to run a business from 2 hours away.
So for people who've maybe never thrown an axe or have gone to an axe throwing business, how would you sell them on it?
Well, it's a good question. So a couple things that we do that's a little bit different compared to other places is, first of all, for all ages. I mean, whether you're my 7-year-old throws axes. So we have stuff that if they're little kids and they don't want to throw axes or the parents don't want them to throw axes, we actually have axes with a sticky suction cup so they can throw those instead, all the way up to however old can throw axes. But it's a little bit of a workout. It's kind of like bowling and kind of like throwing darts at the same time. It's something that's enjoyable to do. It's different. You can kind of release your inner lumberjack, if you will.
So you mentioned darts during that last answer, and for people who don't know, darts is actually kind of a very competitive bar game with different styles of games that you can play with the darts. And I guess my next question would be, I assume axe throwing is like that, maybe? Is, just like darts where they're strategizing and different styles that people can play together?
Yeah, so most axe throwing facilities will have their target, and that's all you can throw at. Their targets are painted on or they're drawn on. With our targets, we actually project our targets on, and you can play up to 6 different games. So you're not stuck on one game. If you want to play the traditional style axe throwing, we have that. But we also have different variations of that, along with other games like tic-tac-toe. We have Connect Four. We have another one that is a zombie slayer where you're actually throwing at zombies. So we have a bunch of different variations on what you can play, and that way you're not just stuck playing one type of game.
We're talking with Sean Thornton, the owner of Tim Bearcat's Axe Throwing in Maryville, which opens today. So let's say someone comes in, wants to give it a try, but they're not comfortable throwing an axe. Is there something in place, or maybe someone like a coach who can assist them or help people with their anxiety if, they're feeling adventurous but aren't adventurous enough to just pick it up on their own and throw it?
Yeah, yeah. So we actually have throwing coaches that will go through everything with you. So we don't just throw you on a lane and say good luck. We have throwing coaches that have been trained and have experience that will go through everything. They'll sit there and help, just like it says, they'll help coach you through it and make sure that you're getting it done and taking it. And then they'll check in with you periodically to help you out with everything. They have different methods for how to throw an axe for everybody. And on top of that, one of the other things that kind of separates us from other people and what probably makes a few people leery of axe throwing is, you know, they've seen the viral videos of an axe coming back at them or ricocheting. And we actually have a patent-pending bounce back system that we use around all the targets. So if you do miss a target or if you are short, it won't ricochet. It doesn't bounce back to you. It just stops the axe where it's at. So, again, we've put all that together for the experience to make sure we maximize the experience for everybody. Then on top of that, we want to make sure that everybody's safe when we're doing this.
So with this business, what do you see happening over the years if this is successful? Do you see expansion or maybe opening up a different location in another rural part of the area? Like, what's in your crystal ball for the future if Tim Bearcat's Axe Throwing is a smashing success?
Right now, I mean, we're really just focused on kind of providing the best quality experience that we can for the people of Maryville and the surrounding communities. And that's really our big focus. I mean, we'd love to expand. You know, I've got some other ideas up my sleeve of what we'd like to, I guess, join in with this. But overall, you know, we want to make sure that this is the main focus and the main focused area and really grow this as much as we can and provide the best type of entertainment and what people can expect when they come and throw with us.
Okay. Those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. It's been a little crazy over this last week and stuff, getting everything done. But no, we're excited. Our booking is up online right now, so people can book now and reserve their times and stuff. That's how we'd prefer people to go about it, just so that way we can make sure we have a spot for you. Obviously, if people want to walk in, then it's kind of subject to what's open. And but yeah. All of our stuff's online. We got our Facebook page and an Instagram, and our website should be launching here shortly too.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on this morning, and best of luck with your business. Once again, that was Sean Thornton, the owner of Tim Bearcat's Axe Throwing in Maryville. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.